Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
One of the most amusing things I ever read about the upstate was when I first got here. And there was this professor who identifies, he says there's really 11 Americas. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he identifies regions of the country by their, like, genetic roots.
Right.
And where people settled. And he describes what they're like, right?
Right.
And there's, and this makes perfect sense because I just did not get Charleston. Like, I worked there. I did well on the radio, but I didn't get it. I didn't get the vibe. And I moved here and I got it immediately. I just felt like I belonged here, right? Well, it turns out those are two different stocks of people, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And that the people who live in the upstate are actually the same stock of people that it's a section of the country that runs like Pennsylvania Miner Company country all the way down like the mountains from there to really just kind of dead ends in Greenville at the foothills of the mountains of the upstate, basically. And that's a different, those are different people. Like there's a whole different, and it goes all the way back to the settlers, right? So anyway, he was writing about his description of their different cultures. And he was explaining, this is why the Americas have such a hard time meshing. And he said that this was the group of the 11 that was least likely to take direction.
Yeah.
That we here in the upstate, we don't take direction well.
This is true.
We do not like authority. We especially don't appreciate the government. We moved from wherever we came from to get away from it.
Yeah.
And we do not appreciate it being reimposed here.
Pretty darn accurate.
Yeah. And so, you know, I have looked at a lot of the trends here where there are parts, you know, this area that things like, and you literally, I have done anti-drunk driving rants everywhere I've been on radio. And this is the only place where people will push back. It's my car. I can do what I want. I mean, that's the mentality here. And sometimes I love that mentality. Most of the time I do. And other times I grit my teeth. No, you cannot drive drunk in a car.
No, of course not.
Right, because you're driving on the road, and we all own the road. You go, you know, look, if you want to get in your all-terrain vehicle on your land and do a drunk, I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
I don't care. Just please be careful. so you can see this in South Carolina with this new data from Apple. They're spying on us again.
Oh, yeah.
From Memorial Day weekend.
Well, it's not really spying when we allow them to do it.
I guess not, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apple data from Memorial Day weekend shows driving is back to pre-pandemic levels. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that is a massive jump. And this is up from the number of people driving and walking around had dropped 70% at the peak of the pandemic in early April. And now it's shot back up. Okay, so do you care to guess, given that we generally here in the upstate don't take direction well, do you care to guess where the top 10 states were that did the most getting out and driving this weekend?
Well, I'm sure South Carolina was right up in
right there.
Right
there in the top 10. Not number one, though.
Yeah.
But we were like number five.
Yeah.
But
we don't have to work on that.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have to. Get a little surly here, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's why major battles of the Revolutionary War were fought here.
Got to maintain that street cred.
Seriously. So anyway, they talked about this tracking data compiled by Cubic shows that a cluster of southern U.S. states are the areas that saw the most movement among its residents over Memorial Day weekend. In other words, we are done with this. We are not buying it anymore, and out the door we go. Okay, so Missouri and Mississippi had the highest levels of increased driving over the weekend. South Carolina came in 70%, up 70% from the low. So almost, they say, back at normal levels from, you know, before the whole COVID thing. So if it seemed like everybody was out this weekend, if you were out for the first time or you haven't been out much, but you were out a lot this weekend, you were part of the trend.
Well, I really haven't noticed that much of a change because, honestly, my travel, for me, really hasn't changed. The only thing I'm not doing is driving to church Sunday morning or Sunday evening or Wednesday evening. That's the only thing that I'm
doing. Are you watching online?
Yes, we've had on that. Now, our church is getting ready to go back. We're going to do it June 7th, and then we're going to do things in stages to get everything back together again. But, no, our pastor and some volunteers, or a volunteer that has been done a wonderful job with our videoing our services. Anyway, I'm sorry, I got off on the tangent there, but that's the only thing that I haven't been doing personally because I'm driving to work every day. We still got to go get groceries. The fact that my wife is not driving to school every day is not really saving us that much money because she lives, you know, she teaches close by from where we live, so it's not really that big of an issue. Still going to see her mother on the weekend. Going to get groceries, whether that's the big box stores or one of the local grocery stores or local, grocers. But it really hasn't impacted my driving that much, and I haven't seen that much of a difference. And I know doing traffic here, I'm not seeing a huge increase in the number of traffic flows here in the morning. I don't know about Ann in the afternoon, but I'm not seeing
I didn't say anyone was going to work.
No, well, there is that.
I just said they were out this weekend.
But the thing is, though, I mean, BMW's back.
Yeah.
Michelin. A lot of these businesses are back working, and I haven't seen a huge influx. And of course, we're not seeing the traffic jams that we usually have. Not seeing them. They're not happening. Now, occasionally we do still have some accident collisions, some crashes that are causing an issue, but it's pretty rare.
Well, according to the Apple cell phone data, this is from the Daily Mail today, the number of people driving in South Carolina, this is as of this weekend, this is over the weekend, this is when they first saw it, increased nearly 70% to levels not seen since before the coronavirus pandemic broke out.
That's probably everybody headed to the beach.
Yeah.
Now,
we
sister,
drove everywhere. We went out to eat every day this weekend because we haven't been for months.
My sister and her son and daughter-in-law were down, and daughter were down at the, I think they went down to Beaufort over the weekend. And I think she said they went to Hilton Head one day, and she could not see the ocean almost because there were so many people there.
Wow.
She said it was packed. She'd never seen Hilton Head Island like that. It was packed.
Yeah.
So maybe everybody was driving down to the beach.
Could be. And by the way, they measured like driving. They looked at it like excess, right? So they said it was 10 miles and over. So in other words, if you went to the grocery store and came back, that probably wouldn't have counted like you normally do.
Actually,
that.
It would for us. If I go.
Oh, that's right. Because you're out in the bunker.
Exactly.
In the middle of nowhere.
Anytime. It only takes me about 2 or 3 minutes to get to civilization. But if I'm going to anything, say in Anderson or Greenville, I mean, that's a 10, 20 mile drive, period. Every time.
Yeah. All right. Well. Everybody else has more of a life than you do.
Of course they do.
Yeah, so plus you spent all weekend executing the honey-do list. You put up the shelves for wives. Yeah. So you weren't going anywhere until you finished.
No.
So that doesn't even count. Lee was locked in.
Absolutely.
He was in a honey-do lockdown.
That was it.
Yeah, but the rest of us were out having fun.
I was working teened.
Yes, see? Got to keep the wife happy, I'll
Absolutely.
Tell you what.
Absolutely. Happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even get to this part. And did I not predict this? That as we got into the final stretch of the campaign, mm-hmm. that you would begin to see just massive social media crackdown on Trump, and I still won't be surprised if they do this, they take the Twitter account.
Yeah.
Because the mainstream media narrative does not work when there's a brigade of people out there on Twitter retweeting facts.
Right.
And they cannot have that.
Nope.
Cannot have that. So I'm going to tell you what's going on here. You know what the funniest part is? They corrected Trump's opinion. Did you catch that part?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, and guess who the fact checkers are? CNN, home to Wolf Blitzer.
Well, of course.
Who was taken off of Russia, Russia, Russia because he kept lying and having to retract everything. But other than the fact that they have to retract everything, they totally know what's going on.
Oh, of course.
Not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What is the most important thing? If I could change one thing to make our country better, what would it be? God, there's so many options, right? Break the deep state. Or maybe like term limits. But I can only do one thing. And I had a magic wand and I can do it right now. I know exactly what I would do. It's the thing that would change everything. It's the thing that would have prevented the economic wreckage of this country when so many doctors tried to tell us this coronavirus will end with a death rate around that of a flu or a severe flu. There's so many things we could have done to stop this. Hoax after hoax after hoax. Our news has been hijacked, replaced with propaganda. Your president is a Russian spy. That's laughable on its face, yet they convinced the nation of it. 53% of Americans still believe the Steele dossier was real, including the P-tapes. Fake. It's all fake. Have you noticed this, the news cycle? It's just one hoax after another, after another, after. Look, we're still in the middle of a hoax. I mean, folks, the CDC just came out and admitted, if you are 50 and under, the death rate for COVID-19 is half that of the flu. That's not me. That's the CDC. If you are 64 to 50, 50 to 64, it'd make more sense to put it that way. The death rate is slightly higher than the flu, but no higher than a severe flu season. We have one of those a decade. The high death rate, the 1.3%, and again, that's only among those who test positive, is for those over 65. Ah, the whole country could have stayed, huh? If only we'd known that in March, we did. Trump sat down with 40 doctors, they told him. Why do you have to close the country then? See, the one thing I'd do, if I could wave my wand, and it would change everything, I would create a true free market on social media. That's all I would do. Wouldn't destroy the deep state. It'd be hard to make the choice, but that's what it would come down to me. For me. I would create a free market in thought. Left could say whatever they want. Right can say whatever they want. That's how it's supposed to be now. When Congress gave Twitter and Facebook, remember this, they do not have the right to censor political opinions they do not like. You know why? That wasn't the deal. When Congress gave them protection for libel lawsuits, without which they'd go broke in a week. The quid pro quo, the understanding in the legislation, it was spelled out, was that they would be neutral platforms. That's why Twitter was so good about proclaiming themselves neutral and all free speechy in the beginning, because they wanted to keep that libel lawsuit protection. Because inevitably some nut would go on their platform and say something terrible about his ex-wife. She's going to sue Twitter. Twitter goes down in flames. They needed the libel lawsuit protection. By the way, protection that we don't have here at Intercom. We have to get it right. Greenville News doesn't have it. WYFF doesn't have it, but they do. And that's what has let them take so much of our ad revenue. It's an unfair advantage. But the thought was with Congress, when they gave them immunity from libel lawsuits, that they would be neutral platforms. Well, Congress never reined them in. And now they're playing God. I will never forget reading to you after the 2016 elections. I woke up in absolute shock that Trump had won it. And in the weeks after that, the one thing that made the most sense, the thing I thought I'd never see, was this. This is why Trump won. Remember, Fox News' coverage of him going into that election was horrible. They hated him. You could tell they wanted Hillary to win. They didn't do it. It was the fact that Breitbart and the Gateway Pundit and the Daily Caller had now achieved parity with the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times in hits. We had a true media free market. That's why Trump won. And I was reading you the stats, and it was stunning. Breitbart had more hits during that election than Bank of America did, than Home Depot did. Breitbart had more hits than every other media locale except MSN.com and New York Times, and they were right on their heels. I'll never forget it. Blasted past the Washington Post. That's power. And it's earned power. Power they earned. They deserve to have. To take those hits from them is stealing. It is the reason they put the COVID-19 hoax over on us. Made us think it was so much more deadly than it was. Destroyed the economy. 36 million jobs. That's the cost of that. This is no small thing. But with media parity, we can fight back. People had never heard the truth before. That's how they heard Trump's message. So they had to fix it. And then the censorship began, and it got worse, and it got worse, and it got worse. I still don't get the hits I got going into the 2016 election. That was 4 years ago on social media. I'm throttled, too. I get shut down regularly, usually when I'm right. Actually, always when I'm right. Almost never wrong. It's very rare. Well, now we got this, and I told you this was coming. They would get so obnoxious because Congress wouldn't stop them. Remember, we had 2 years to stop them, and Paul Ryan doubled down. Do you remember the Republicans? Let me tell you why Trump's Twitter account just got censored. Let me tell you why. Because when we were in power for 2 years, remember the Republicans called hearings? Outrage. They dragged Mark Zuckerberg before them, demanding to know how he had allowed Trump to use the metrics freely available to everybody who advertises to get himself elected. They were mad. Never mind that Obama used the same metrics. Actually did a better job than Trump. They reached more people. Never mind that in the days after Obama won the election, Mark Zuckerberg personally went down to corporate headquarters or campaign headquarters to take credit for getting Obama elected. They didn't care about that. No, they only wanted to make sure. And again, Republicans were in charge of Congress then. Republicans were in charge of who got hearings. Republicans were in charge. They berated Mark Zuckerberg for letting Trump use Twitter or Facebook to win. Fairly. Demanded that the data he had access to, the same data that Obama had access to, be taken from him. That was your party. That was the GOP. That wasn't even the Democrats. So when you see this, Twitter thinks that they can attach fact checks to Trump's tweets. Total violation of their agreement in Congress and that legislation that they lobbied for. That's why they think it. It's your GOP leadership you should blame. Folks, we didn't have to shut this country down. With media parity, we could have kept it up running. There would have been two sides. We could have countered them. We might have crushed them. The cost is 36 million jobs. It is deadly serious. And now they're doing exactly what I told you they would work their way up to. They are censoring the president. And here's the crazy part. Did you see what they censored him on? He said that mail-in voting would cause fraud. What do you call that, folks? A second grader knows. He's learning the difference between fact and opinion. That is an opinion. And a good one. There's a lot of facts that back it up. They fact-checked him and said it wasn't true. Because CNN and the Washington Post said that mail-in voting would never, ever cause fraud. How do they know? Oh, they're psychic. And whatever they say goes. Right? Ironically, within hours, of the censorship line being attached to Trump's tweets. See what happened? Guy went down for mail-in ballot fraud. We'll have more on that coming up. Oh, never mind. By the way, your absentee ballots here in South Carolina, guess where they end up sometimes? Maryland. Where they're not counted. Did you hear that happen in South Carolina? Yeah, it was about a week ago that was reported. Yeah, it just ended up in Maryland. But CNN and the Washington Post say that never happens, except it does, right in front of their faces. Folks, this is what happens when we let them censor us. Don't be surprised if they take his account by the election.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday we learned how fake COVID-19 is. And I want to re-up this because I got so much reaction to this yesterday. I got emails about it all afternoon. This was the woman chased out of the Staten Island ShopRite. She was just for not wearing a mask. By loons weaponized with ignorance. And if you look at the video, you can see something about the ages of the people in the video. They have less risk of dying from COVID-19 than the flu. We know that now because of the CDC. I can't repeat this enough. The CDC has flat out said now, death rate 50 and below, 0.05. That's half the death rate of the seasonal flu. Half. What a joke. Death rate for those 64, 50 to 64, again, it's 0.2. Right in the range of a severe seasonal flu. We have one of those every decade. So the people in this video that you're about to hear screaming like loons have been maimed by the mainstream media. Who didn't tell them that the CDC has changed its death projections again? That somehow slipped the newscast. They didn't get that in. Funny. And so this poor woman is screamed at by a crowd of literally media-maimed lunatics for simply not wearing a mask. They call her a dirty whore. I'm not sure how your piano playing practices related all to you not wearing a mask, but whatever. Here's how that sounded. Dirty blank hoe. This is what the media has caused with their lies and their fakery. We can't counter it. We could once. We did going into the, there is massive demand. People know the media is fake. They know, they inherently know it. Except for about 25% of the population, they're helpless. They're hopeless. They gravitate to other news sources. At least they did going into 2016, but then they all got throttled. We had achieved parity with the likes of the Washington Post and the LA Times. We were right on the cusp of running neck and neck with the New York Times and MSN.com. Breitbart, Daily Caller, all of our news sources. That's why Trump got elected. But we let him get away with it. We let him get away with it. We are paying dearly. Again, the cost, 36 million jobs. That's what not having parity on social media, where more than half the country goes as their first source of news. And they have throttled us, and they did it in violation of law. And we let them. So it's great to see this just broke. President Trump is threatening social media, and he should. He has every right to. Threatening to close down social media platforms after Twitter fact-checks claims on mail-in voting fraud. And again, it wasn't a claim that they fact-checked. It was his opinion. He said mailing voting will cause massive fraud. That's an opinion. We used to be allowed to have those if you were on the right. You can't anymore. Twitter fact-checked that. Oh, no, it won't cause fraud. How do you know? You got a crystal ball? No? Well, then stuff it. Meanwhile, this stuff's going on. It's just, they can't let this out. They have to cheat to win. They have no platform. Detroit has 30,000 more registered voters than citizens of legal voting age. And right now, the plan is every one of them will get a ballot application. And if all the votes come in, they'll be counted. Well, wait, they have 30,000 more registered voters than citizens eligible to vote? Yeah, no big deal. It's not a big deal. Well, actually, it is a big deal. Since the margin of victory by Hillary in Michigan was 11,000 votes. I'm sorry, how many fake voters do they have? 30,000 on the rolls? Sounds like a big deal to me. Especially since people can just go out and harvest the ballots and dump them in the box. Of course there's going to be voter fraud. That's my opinion. We used to be allowed to have those. It's the president's too. If we lose this election, it'll be because of this, because we didn't fight when we had a chance to. That's how they were able to put over on us this incredible scam of COVID-19. Which, if you're 64 or under, is no more dangerous to you than the flu. And I proved to you earlier this week, we knew that in March. We knew it on March 3rd. Let me play it again. This is Trump. He says he's consulted with 40 people, virologists, specialists, top of their field. Here's how he knows. By the way, this is Trump on March 3rd, predicting, hits it bullseye, what the final death tally would be. We knew.
And it comes after Trump told Fox News it's his hunch that.
Okay, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry. It's, I brimmed it. Here it is.
Well, I think the 3.4% is really a false number. Now, this is just my hunch. And but based on a lot of conversations with a lot of people that do this, because a lot of people will have this and it's very mild. They'll get better very rapidly. They don't even see a doctor. They don't even call a doctor. But again, they don't know about the easy cases, because the easy cases don't go to the hospital. They don't report to doctors or the hospital in many cases. So I think that that number is very high. I think the number, personally, I would say the number is way under 1%.
Nails it. He got it right. He got it right. The overall number was 0.4. Not 4, 0.4. 0.4 of 1%. It's 0.05 for those 15 under. There was never any reason for us to lock down if we don't for the flu. Half the death rate of the flu for those 15 under. Think about that. Which explains this gem from the Greenville News this morning, where we learned that Prisma Health is going to get $79 million in COVID-19 stimulus fund to help them recover from the fact that nobody showed up. Again, could have predicted that. Yeah, they had plenty of COVID-19 patients, but not at the level we were told, because that was always a lie. And again, we knew it. March 3rd, we knew it. The 40 virologists and experts he consulted knew it. Now listen to this line. This will blow your mind. From the Greenville News, so it might be true. Hospitals overall are still operating well below normal levels for this time of year. Let me read that again. Hospitals overall are still operating well below normal levels. Well, wait, I thought we were in the middle of a panic crisis. I thought we were all going to die. I guess we're not going to die. I guess it never was what they said it was. Oh, and remember how everybody in the state was going to die if we reopened. Let me read that again. Hospitals overall are still operating well below normal levels. This is why we need internet parody, folks, social media parody. We have to counter them or they'll keep doing this and they will destroy this country.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we'll be talking about this one, the whole election. I can't believe Politico admitted this. Did you see this? Democrats on the record admitting that if there's an economic recovery, it will be a disaster for them, which is what I've always told you. They are completely dependent on your poverty. Your failure is critical to their success. The country's failure is critical to their success. Sorry, hit the button. Listen to this headline. The general election, this is from left-leaning Politico, the general election scenario that Democrats are dreading. We are about to see the best economic data we've seen in the history of our country, says a top former economic advisor to Obama. What? This is described as the general election scenario that Democrats are dreading. In early April, Jason Furman, top economist in the Obama administration, now professor at Harvard, was speaking via Zoom to a large bipartisan group of top officials from both parties. The economy had just been shut down. Anyway, so he's making predictions. Well, fast forward to today. And he's predicting we are about to see the best economic data we've seen in the history of this country. Makes sense. He's saying, you know, since we're at such record lows, the bounce back's going to be massive. Right? Makes perfect sense. He's predicting we could see up to 21% growth in a single month or, you know, couple of month period. I believe that. I think that could be possible. He says we're not going to be back where we were by the election, not before. I mean, it's no way, but it's going to we're going to have a massive bounce back. That's going to give people hope that they need to hang on to Trump because they want to go all the way. They want to go back to the way that it was, record unemployment. This is described as the general election scenario Democrats are dreading. Furman's, this is in Politico, Furman's counterintuitive pitch has caused some Democrats, especially Obama alumni around Washington, to panic. But think about this. Their entire mindset is, we have to break you economically to the point you can't walk anymore. You can't even crawl. And the fact they may not have succeeded in permanently breaking you economically or long enough to hurt Trump is described as the general election scenario Democrats are dreading. It's all but tantamount to an admission they did it on purpose. And they're worried they didn't do enough damage. Furman's counterintuitive pitch, this is Politico, has caused some Democrats, especially Obama alumni around Washington, to panic. This is my big worry. What, that Americans will do well? This is how they think? Who thinks like that? This is my big worry, said a former Obama White House official who's still close to the former president. Asked about the level of concern among top party officials, he said it's high, dash, high, 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 high. These people are not sitting around Washington trying to figure out how to help you. They're freaking out that you'll do okay despite their best efforts to keep you down. They just admitted it. These people are making policy. These are the people who wrote the stimulus package so that about half of Americans would be making more with the stimulus check every week than they were at their job, so they'd stay home. So we could keep unemployment high while crashing businesses. God, can you get any more cynical than that? If they're terrified, worried, panicked at the idea that you might financially recover from this, and they're making policy, That policy can only be designed to undercut the country. And it is. This is the same woman. Remember, the Republicans warned her, hey, you know, we need to re-up the stimulus checks for the businesses. She went, ah, no, I'm done. I'm going home. They're like, but we're going to run out in 2 weeks. But I'm going home. She said, and remember that at the time, she said, oh, I'm going to adjourn for the month. I'll only come back if there's an emergency. Well, those checks were going to run out in 2 weeks. She went home. Nah, we can't. No, we don't have time. Nancy Pelosi, folks. Then she does interviews in front of her $25,000 refrigerator and fridge combo. No intention of coming back. She knows that'll stop the legislation that'll save the businesses. She's running out the clock, I told you. They just admitted it. So if you had any doubt whatsoever, if you had any doubt that the Democrats are rooting for you and the country to fail, that was just erased in Politico. I can't believe they published this. You're not supposed to put that in writing. But they did. Shocking, isn't it? Now, don't think this is just temporary. They don't ever want you to succeed. Ever. Because you will need them. Now, the goal is to keep you so poor that you'll trade more and more and more of your freedom for the little bit of crumbs they throw off the table. When you could have gone out and earned enough for the table yourself, they weren't standing in the way.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.